Hello and welcome to Survivor Science, the Survivors Trust podcast. This podcast discusses topics related to rape, sexual abuse and sexual violence. And if you find these topics triggering, please look after yourself and stop listening now. You can always revisit the podcast when you feel more comfortable and ready. If you are affected by what we're talking about today, please feel free to contact the Survivors Trust National Helpline for free confidential advice and support. You can contact us on 0808 801 0818. Today I'm going to be chatting with my colleagues Claudia.
Hello.
And Simone.
Hi.
As most of you know, lockdown restrictions have been lifted across England recently, and across the rest of the UK, many restrictions have been eased. Today we want to talk about some of the challenges that survivors might be facing and how you can look after yourself as we learn to navigate these new changes after spending months in lockdown.
And you can find links to all of the resources and websites we mentioned today in the episode description.
The first thing we want to talk about today is masks and face coverings, as this has been a tricky subject throughout the pandemic. As places are starting to open up, it is still up in the air as to whether wearing masks indoors will be the norm moving forward, and whether this will be up to organisations' discretion. So it can leave many people feeling uncertain about what the rules will look like going forwards.
Many survivors find wearing masks or seeing others wear masks difficult. It can remind them of trauma that they've experienced and can trigger unwanted thoughts and memories.
And we've recently received a lot of comments through our info email address and social media from survivors who feel uncomfortable wearing masks and who are looking for advice to make this more manageable. If this applies to you, there are a few things that you could try which might help to make you feel more comfortable. So you could try practicing wearing your face covering at home or seeing a trusted friend or family member wear one. And some face coverings might feel better to you depending on their size, shape or material.
You could also spritz a relaxing scent or perfume on your mask. Ask for support from a trusted friend or family member if you need it. This might look like going out for a practice walk with them whilst wearing a mask, or going to crowded places together that might feel overwhelming, or they could even help you find a face covering that works for you.
These are really great tips. I've especially found the spraying a relaxing scent on my face mask useful, and the sort of lavender spritz that's really comforting when you're out. And I don't know about everyone else, but I love it when your face mask has just come out the wash and it smells really homely. So that's always my favourite. And if any of these tips don't work for you, you can always consider using a clear face shield. So the Centre for Disease Control and Protection do not recommend these types of shields as adequate alternatives to masks, as droplets of moisture containing the virus can still be exchanged through the gaps in the side of the shield. But they do acknowledge that in some circumstances, face shields should be worn if the person is finding wearing masks impossible. So they are still a great alternative if that's the best option for you.
That's such a good point, because even though they're not as protective as masks are, they're still doing something, you know. And if you really can't manage to wear a mask and you can manage a clear face shield, that's better than wearing nothing. But people who find wearing masks to be severely distressing are actually exempt from wearing them. And lots of people don't know this, and lots of members of the public who aren't survivors and don't find it distressing don't know this either. But under government guidelines, these people are actually exempt. So there's lots of conflicting advice out there. And we recommend referring to official government guidelines for the most accurate, up-to-date advice.
If you find yourself in a position when going out where someone is asking you to put on a mask, you can just say, "I'm exempt." Nobody has a right to question you further, but if it does make you feel more comfortable, if you go onto our website, the Survivors Trust, we've got free of charge downloadable cards with various wordings that you can download to your phone or print out to show to any staff members who do ask you to put on a mask.
If you prefer, you can also order a Hidden Disabilities Sunflower Lanyard from the Hidden Disabilities store for just a small fee. So the sunflower lanyard you might have heard of, it's a widely recognised symbol across the UK for hidden disabilities, and it can help you just feel that little bit more confident when you're out if you're unable to wear a face covering. As we say, you're not legally obliged to show anyone proof of why you're not wearing a face covering, that having a lanyard or a little sign that you could show can just make you feel that little bit more comfortable.
That's a really good point. And, you know, everyone is different, every survivor is different, and everyone responds to trauma in a different way. So whereas some people will find it really distressing to wear a face mask, I know that some survivors have told us that they find it quite reassuring because it anonymizes them in public. So whatever your feelings are towards face masks, please know that they are valid and you don't need to explain your feelings to anyone else. So the pandemic has been a stressful time for almost everyone, and some people can come across as overassertive or even sometimes rude when they're trying to enforce COVID-19 regulations.
Yeah, I think this is probably something we can all relate to at one time or another over the last sort of 18 months or so. But I think the important thing to recognise is that if someone does confront you about regulations, please try not to take it personally. I know this is easier said than done, but the important thing to remember is that if you are being as safe as you possibly can, any confrontation that you may have is much more likely to be about the other person's own levels of stress, misconceptions about the rules, or simply because they've been asked to try to enforce the rules as part of their job rather than about your particular behaviour. And I think there's just been a lot of misinformation as well. So people can sometimes think they're doing the right thing by confronting another person, and that's sort of not necessarily the case. So yeah, ultimately just try not to take it too personally and walk away from a situation if need be.
As places have started opening up again, we've heard from survivors through our helpline that many have conflicted feelings about this. The last 18 months has seen many people in isolation, which has of course been tough for everyone, but it has especially been tough for survivors who may not have been able to access their usual support services and networks, or they might have even been in a position where they had to isolate with their abuser too. We know many have mixed emotions about restrictions lifting. Some may be feeling very excited, whereas others might be feeling a little bit anxious or reluctant to go out and do things that they used to enjoy now that things are open again. And this is completely normal. You may find as you go out more, you feel guilty. It's been a long time since we've had lots of social outings, so it is quite normal to feel like it is something we shouldn't be doing. It's important to remember the guidance is changing, and if you feel comfortable, it's fine to go out and socialise more.
Yeah, that's a really great point, Simone. I think sort of a lot of people are finding their emotions a bit all over the place with how they're feeling about restrictions lifting. And yeah, it's just completely normal to be feeling like this. The pandemic has been hugely stressful, and uncertainty and conflicting guidelines and advice has made this much worse for many people. Going back to normal or the new normal is obviously very daunting for many. So it's completely fine to take your time with this.
Absolutely. And please don't feel any pressure to rush out and join in with everything if you don't feel comfortable doing so yet. It can be hard, but it is perfectly okay to set boundaries, look after yourself and say no. If your friends and family are supportive, whether or not they know you are a survivor, they will understand that you may simply just be feeling stressed about the lockdown situation and will give you the time and space that you need.
Another challenge that you may face as restrictions begin to ease is that for some survivors, it can mean coming face to face with their abusers, particularly during sort of family gatherings or social events, as more and more people begin to do these things.
If you are aware of a big occasion coming up that you don't wish to attend, plan ahead. You could book something such as a trip away during that period. If it's an event that you can't get out of, you can always limit the time you spend there. You could do this by arranging to do something so that you have a reason to spend less time there if asked by anybody else.
Yes, absolutely. And you can also ask the event organiser if you can bring a friend or trusted supporter, or make sure they're on hand via phone if you do start to feel uncomfortable, they need to speak with them. And remember, it's okay to make an excuse, and that doesn't make you a bad person at all. You are in control and you can give yourself permission to say no. No one has a right to make you do something that you feel uncomfortable with in terms of socialising and social events.
And it's not just our sort of a social calendar, which is going to be changing a bit more over the next few months. Many key services, such as some GPs and counselling providers that have been operating remotely during the pandemic, are now starting to operate face-to-face again. So again, some of you may be pleased about this, or others might be feeling more anxious about it. And both reactions are completely normal.
Many will still be happy to offer a remote service. They may not advertise this, but feel free to ask if you would prefer it. Whether you want to attend in person or not, you might find it reassuring to contact the service provider in advance to find out what social distancing measures they put in place.
Yeah, I think this could be especially helpful as we're not sure sort of what rules and regulations, if any, will be mandatory. We might see that different service providers have different levels of social distancing. So if, for example, you feel really uncomfortable with some or more comfortable with some, you might be able to choose a service that matches your preference. But if you are wanting to use face-to-face services and are feeling anxious, you might find it helpful to practice some grounding techniques or relaxation exercises. You can find some techniques and exercises on the supporting yourself section of the Survivor Stress website, which we will link to in this episode description. So some people have found that the pandemic has provided them with an opportunity to set boundaries and have more control over the media they consume and the headlines and news stories they read. We know there have been some devastating stories, particularly earlier in the year, regarding sexual violence, and it's easier when you're at home and controlling your own access to media, I suppose, that you can switch off from that. But with more and more people returning to offices, commuting and using face-to-face services, survivors might find themselves in a position where they have less control all of a sudden over what they read or hear about.
If you are worried about being in a position where you find yourself pulled into conversations that you find triggering, please feel free to change the conversation. Be as direct as you need to. It's fine to say, I don't want to talk about this. Can we talk about something else? For a less direct approach, being prepared with different topics you are comfortable discussing may be helpful to give you an opening to then change the subject. You could also use external distractions to change the topic. Did you just see whatever that was? Look at your surroundings for some inspiration. If necessary, you have every right to remove yourself from the conversation too. This can be done subtly. You know, I'm just going to nip to the toilet, just got a call I need to take, I'm just going to go grab a drink. Whatever tactic you find most appropriate and easiest to use.
Yeah, those are great points. I think we've probably all been in that situation in sort of an office or out socially when there are conversations that you just don't want to engage with for whatever reason. Great tips to distract yourself or remove yourself from those situations. Yeah, definitely just mention that you're going to grab a drink is always a great one. So I suppose the main thing as we think about restrictions easing is it's just so important to try not to compare yourself with anyone else. For some people, they've referred to the pandemic as being a leveler, and this is just not the case. We've all been through a stressful situation, but for various reasons, it has definitely been much more difficult for some than for others.
Yeah, and I don't know about you both, but at the start of the pandemic especially, I felt that there was just this enormous sense of pressure to do more, to be more, and to set and achieve goals. My social media feeds were full of people sharing their new hobbies and achievements. And some people have done amazing things, but just surviving and getting through the stress associated with lockdowns and the pandemic is an amazing thing. It's something that none of us have been through before, and it is absolutely enough. We hope that you found this episode useful. And of course, with varying case levels and all of the changes that we've experienced with restrictions being implemented and eased, it is possible that we will enter more periods of lockdown in the future. Whatever happens, please remember that you are not alone and that you can always reach out to the Survivors Trust for support.
As always, we just want to say thank you to everyone for listening. And if you have any feedback to share, please feel free to get in touch with us via social media. Or if you've got any questions, just email info@thesurvivorstrust.org. And we look forward to sharing our next podcast episode with you soon.
Thanks for listening.
Take care.